Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
An estimated 225,000 Massachusetts residents could become fraud victims as a result of a computer data breach in the state's unemployment system. State labor officials have disclosed that a computer virus compromised their computer system, and that's making some unemployment recipients vulnerable. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been reporting this story since it broke this afternoon, and he's here now to tell us more. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, what happened?
Well, it all started with one person at one computer on the state system visiting an infected website on April 20th. A virus spread from there to other computers on the network. Labor Secretary Joanne Goldstein says when her staff discovered the virus, they thought they blocked it right away.
As soon as we were aware that the virus had struck, we took every action we could and that our consultant advised to remediate it. Unfortunately, the virus took some different paths, and once we became aware that one of those paths exported information, we took even further action.
That path, she says, is it mutating, spreading to computers all over the system, including one-stop career centers. This past Friday, they discovered the virus had been exporting the data that it was mining.
So who's affected, potentially?
Well, it's kind of the last thing you want to have to worry about when you've lost your job,
sure.
Right? But potentially anyone in the state's unemployment system, the 210,000 people about currently receiving jobless benefits. It could also affect state employees who've used those computers. Finally, anybody who's used a computer at a state career center. The best guess, somewhere around 225,000 people potentially exposed. State labor officials don't think it's that many, but they really can't say for sure. It's more likely to affect people who've made changes to their unemployment over the last few weeks. Again, can't rule anyone out. Also, about 1,200 businesses could be exposed, those who file their information manually rather than electronically.
And what kind of information are we talking about here?
Well, really anything that would be on your unemployment record, name, address, phone, social security number. But, you know, if you're out of work and you don't have a computer at home and you just went into a career center and logged on to your online bank account, that password could have been stolen, too.
Kurt, you said this virus first infected the network on April 20th. This is almost a month later. What has taken so long for the state to tell the public?
Well, the Labor Department says they thought they had it handled, but it was just that this virus had mutated and started using different channels to communicate to the outside that they had not blocked. And this quackbot virus, as it's called, is very tricky to get rid of. I talked to a computer virus who says it's aggressive, very hard to detect, and very hard to remove once and for all.
Quackbot, the virus is called?
Yeah.
For people who may have their data at risk, what can they do? Is there anything they can do?
Yeah, state officials are asking anybody who could be affected to institute a fraud alert on their credit, a so-called credit freeze that's normally free. It basically means that if anybody accesses it, you're notified. That helps protect against identity theft. They're also opening a toll-free hotline, and they've put information online. You can find those numbers and links on our website at WBUR.org.
Kurt, thanks for that.
You got it.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch.